Caribou, so I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Ches. I can't believe it's already been a week that we are learning Nedarim, but Baruch Hashem, we are well into the Masechta. If you remember, yesterday we finished up our discussion of Yados. We started talking about a little bit about Cherem, and at the end, we had a statement of Rav Gidol Amarav, so we're going to have a couple more of those that are along the same lines. So Amar, here on Zion of the Bays at the bottom, right again, the last line, the Amar Rav Gidol Amarav, how do you know that you can take a Shavua to do a mitzvah? Now, why is that weird? Because, as the Gemara is going to say in a second, because normally we don't swear to do things that we already are sworn to do, right? When we have a bris, right, that we started Har Sinai, that we are Mushma V'Omed, that we are obligated to do these mitzvahs, so what in the world are we talking about to take a shvua to do a mitzvah? And also, what's the nafkamina? Like, if you take a shvua to do a mitzvah, you have to do that mitzvah before the shvua and after the shvua. So, already, again, if you look at the Ran, so and the Mefarish, the Ran explains it, that, again, if you don't do the, if you swear to do a mitzvah, and then you don't do it, not only have you not violated the mitzvah, have you not performed the mitzvah, but you're also chayev a korban olivioreid for violating your shavua. So that is the nafkamina that we're talking about over here. But so how do you know that Rav Gidol Amarav says, how do you know that that shavua is chal, that is an actual legitimate shavua? Shemar's pasuk says, "Nishpati v'akayim al shmor mishpatei tzidkecha." Right, that Hashem swore, right, that you know, or David said that he swore. I'm not sure who's talking. I assume it's David, right? To fulfill the mitzvah. So apparently you see that part that works. Balo mushba v'omim marasina. Who the Gemara asks immediately, right? But isn't you can't swear to do something you already have sworn to do? Right? We took a shvu at our Sinai, right? Everybody was there. As Alek Kamash Malan, right? The Shari Leinish Zuzi Nafshe. So no, the point is that a person's allowed to kind of encourage himself and kind of to make himself, you know, really give himself a chizuk. Right, by making a shvua, right? A person slacking in daf yomi wants to make sure that catches up and he does it every single day. So takes a shvua to learn Torah. As we'll see in a second. It's the next question. And that's fine, and that's legitimate. That's what Rav Gidol Amarav is saying. So if I'm Rav Gidol Amarav, Omer Ashken v'Eshna Perek Zeh, Eshna Misechta Zu, right? It's another Gadol Nader Leloke Yisrael, right? And if a person similarly says, right, before we're talking about, like, say, shaking lulav or something like that. And now if a person says, I'm going to get up early, I'm going to learn Torah, I'm going to learn this, I'm going to learn that Misechta, I'm going to learn this. So it's an amazing, it's taking a great nether. Now it's not actually a nether. If you remember, we saw at the beginning of the Misechta, right, the difference between a nether and a shvua is a nether is on objects, and a shvua is on the person, right? Chafetz Gavra, right? Shvua is on a person to do something. So a nether is on an object. It's mutter, usher to you, usually usher, whatever. It's usher to you to use, etc. But okay, we're putting aside the language, right? That's a tremendous shvua. So the Gemara says also in the same question, v'alu mushbuva omedu, right? Don't we have a chiyah to learn Torah? And you can't have a shvua on a shvua, right? If a person says he swears to eat this bread and swears to eat this bread, so that's what is that? What is that? It's not the second shvua is nothing. It's the same thing over here. We swore to learn Torah, so what do you mean? You take a shvua to learn Torah. What is he coming to teach me? What, are you just coming to tell me that you're allowed to encourage yourself to learn, to make sure that you do it? So Rav Gidol just said that. Rav Gidol Amarav just said that you're allowed to swear to do any mitzvah, and learning Torah obviously is included in that. So it says, how come Ashmalam came to buy since a person could have just potted himself from a straight letter of the law, just learning, right? Or somebody quotes over here, there was the Rush. The Rush quotes the pasuk that we're talking about is Vigisa Bayom Valayla, right? That's a difficult Rush, because that's not in the Torah, right? Rashi or the Mefarish over here quotes the pasuk of Shinata Levenecha Vidibarta Bam. So tachlis, you could really be yotzi that aspect, that mitzvah, that pasuk, by just saying Kriyat Shema in the morning and night. So you might have thought it's above and beyond. What you're doing is above and beyond, right? Again, since you could be potter yourself from just that, so the shvua is chal, right, on the extra limit that you're obligating yourself to do. Okay. V'am Rav Gidol Amarav, v'am l'chaveru nashkim v'nishne perek zeh, right, so all of l'hashkim, right, so again, if a person says, let's get up early and learn this Torah, learn this perek, whatever, so he's got to get there He's got to get there, and the Ron says over here he's got to get there first because he's the one who took the shvuah, right? Not only does he have to do it, right? He has to be there first. Shema pasuk says v'yom elai kum tzei elabika v'shama deberitach rosach. Hashem said pasuk is in Yecheskel. Hashem says come get up early and right v'itei elabika v'nei shank for Hashem omeid. Right, that Hashem was already there, right, when he told Yechezkel to come. Right, so you see that if someone says, get up early, let's go learn Torah or do some sort of mitzvah. Right, so the Indian is that person has to get there first. Amar of Yosef. Okay, so now once we going back to what we learned at the end of yesterday, right, we talked about Cheirim, putting somebody in Nidui, and excommunicating them, right, again, and kicking them out of the society. And also, really, it's a gzera for them to die, so, which, as you'll see, we want to repeal this as soon as we can, right, even though the person probably deserved it or did something to provoke that such an action. But once we're talking about Nidui, we have a lot of stuff about Nidui in a dream, right? Fascinating discussion about dreams over here. Amar of Yosef says Nidui b'cholom. If for whatever reason he had a dream that he got put in Cheirim, so we have to take that seriously, and you have to bring 10 people, right, to cancel it out. Who and that with the Tani Hilchasa is that those people should be Tamei Chachamim who learn how know how to do halacha. Halacha here doesn't mean Shulchan Aruch; it means back and forth in the Gemara. Right? They know how to learn. They know how to learn up a Gemara. But if they only know Mishnayos, then they're not on the level that they can repeal and get rid of this Cheirim. The Ileka, the Tanu Hilchasa, and if you don't have people who are holding in Gemara, Afilu Masnu Lotanu, they haven't even learned Mishnayos. Afilu Masnu Lotanu, I'm sorry, even if they have learned Mishnayos, so then that's okay. If you Ileka, but if you don't even have that, then Lizav Lizav Aparshas Drochim, the Yayv Shlama Lebeasara. So then let that person go to the road, right, just like we did by Kiddush Levana, and let him find 10 people, and he'll say Shalom Aleichem, and they'll say Aleichem Shalom, and that'll do it. Right, Ad Miklay Le'asar the Gamri Hilchaza, until you get 10 people, right, who have gotten to the level, right, of learning halacha, or know how to learn up a Gemara, and my focus in the Rishonim in terms of whether that's it, or then meaning that the Shalom Aleichem will do it, and you eventually you'll find right in the 100 people that you'll talk to, right, 10 of them will be Tamei Chachamim, or if you kind of gather a minion, right, like you would do in if you need a minion, so at that point, right, you get a minion of Tamei Chachamim, and they will then sit and get rid of the Cheirim. Okay, fine. Amalei Ravina Ravashi Yoda Man Shamte, right? Ma'u de Lishrile, right? If he knows who put him into Cheirim in the dream, can you go back to that same guy? So Ravina said, or Rashi said, back to Ravina, the Shmuta Yishav Yashliach, the Mishrei Lei Lo Shav Yishliach. Right, so it could be that to make him put him in Cheirim, that guy was the Shliach, but if not to get him out of the Cheirim, so you can't necessarily go to that guy, right, and just get out of it. Amalei Ravachle Ravashi Shanti Visharu Lei Bechalmei Mai. Right, what's the din if he was put into Cheirim and then he was he was put out of Cheirim in the dream? So first, I'm not sure why they didn't say this by the other dreams, but he said, "I'm like Shem Shei Efsha the Bar below Tevin, right? Kach Efsha the Cholam below the Bar Matirim." Pretty well known line, but if anybody's ever kind of studied or asked about what the deal is with dreams, that just like there is no psolas with the grain comes with stuff you can eat and stuff you can't. So too, there's no dream without something that is ridiculous in it. And Pashas is around says over here, and therefore. And that the nidui is real, and the p'tur, right, getting out of the nidui, is not real, and so therefore you're still kind of in cherim, right, and you have to get rid of it. Unclear why it's not true the other way around, but okay. And I'm not sure why we didn't say that beforehand, we with the case before, but all right, I'm not, I have to poke around and show them a little bit more. Ravina havalei nidra debisu. Ravina, again, another story about it, but not in a dream, but a nether for Ravina's wife, that she wanted, he wanted to get rid of, and apparently Hafara was no longer an option, right? Again, a husband can be made for nether for his wife, but under certain circumstances, and if they're not present, so that doesn't work. We'll get to that towards the end of the Masechta. And also the commander of Ravashi, so Ravina went to Ravashi again. We just had a discussion, if you remember, right, between Ravina and Ravashi, that was Ravina's Rebbe. So Amalei said to him, Bal Ma'ashe Yasa Shliach Lacharatus Ishto. Again, there is a concept of being mater neder, that if a person takes a neder and then can't handle this, he can go to the rabbanim and say, listen, I regret taking this neder, I didn't realize that's X, Y, and Z. So Ravina said, can I be the shliach for my wife to do that? Like, can I go to the, and get, even though it wasn't my nether? So I'm like, so Rashi says back to him, mechnafinan, right, if they're just, they're there, meaning if the Beis Din is sitting, so then in. So then you can do that, but lo, but if not, right, lo, so then it can't. But in a chanami, again, which, the question here is, are we saying, as the Rambam here explains, are we saying, ishto kegufo, right? We don't always say ishto kegufo, but, again, ishto kegufo, we're only going to say that if the Beis Din is sitting there. And really, there is no shliach for someone who takes a nether to go get rid of their nether. We'll be makel, right? If there are people there, we'll be makel and say ishto kegufo, but not to, to kind of get everybody together. So shema mina tlas, the Gemara says, you can learn three halachas from this. Shema mina bal nasa shliach l'chavad ishto, that first of all, that works, right, halachically in certain scenarios, that the husband can be the shliach for his wife to get to regret a nether, to get rid of a nether. We also learn lo shar the mishnah nidra ba'aser derabe. We also learn that you're not allowed to do this to get rid of nedarim if your rebbe is in town, and that's why Ravina didn't do it himself. Right? He could have. He's a great talmid chacham. He could have just sat and listened to his wife and say, "Oh, looks like you're charata." But Ravashi was in town, so he couldn't do that. We also learn ki mechnafina and shaver dami, that if people are there, people the Beis Din is sitting there, so then it works. Again, obviously. So the Gemara says, v'shamta afilu ba'asr d'rabe. And it continues, I'm sorry, the Gemara says, v'shamta, if we're talking about cherim, right, to get rid of a cherim, so that's much more pressing, right? To get rid of it, they're okay, fine. Say you're not going to eat meat for a month, fine. Okay, not fun, but not the end of the world. But a shamta, a cherim, right, a nidui, that's serious business, right? As we said before, it's either excommunication from society, or more specifically, right, kind of like a decree of death, which would be terrible. So we want to get rid of that right away. So a shamta, even if the Rebbe's in town, right, a guy's faced with a dude who's put in cherim, let's get rid of that. And you can even do that in front of your Rebbe. We're not going to be chulking cover the Rav. We're not going to, you know, be concerned for the Rebbe's kavod, right, in a case of quote-unquote pikuch nefesh. And also, v'yachid mumche shari shamta. And you don't even need a basin for that. You can even, if someone's on the level, right, they can do that themselves. Now, again, we mentioned yesterday, if you remember, that one of the things that gets the person in cherem is being motzi shem shemayim levatala. So now we're going to just talk about that for a few minutes, right, until the Mishnah, and then we'll get to the second Mishnah tomorrow, right, if you can already see, you can tell, the second Mishnah in the Perek. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, I think if I'm not mistaken, when you learn the Mishnahs, these are together. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, I don't remember. Anyway, Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Zvid, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Tavla, Amar Rabbi Chiya Aricha, Debei Rabbi Acha, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hanina, Amar Rabbi Mayasha, Amar Mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, right? All these Rabbanim say, Ma'ay Dechtiv, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, V'zarcha Lachem Yirei Shmi, right, that the sun will come out for those who are afraid of my name, right? She'elu b'nei Adam she'ein she'ein yirin, Urayan, I'm sorry, these are the people that are afraid, lo tishim shemayim levatala, right? People who are nervous, right, to be lo tishim shemayim levatala. Shemesh tzadko marape, and the Pasuk says at the end that the sun will come out and heal them, Amar Rabbi Yishma mina achirga diyoma masay, that the chirga, the dust of the sun, right, the little particles you see sometimes, right, when the sun comes through the window, that dust, right, that is healing. That will heal something. And again, the sun's rays have an ability to cure, right? We see that in the Chumash already by Yaakov, that when Yaakov finished his fight with the angel, right, the Pasuk says, the Shemesh Ba, the sun came up, right, Yaakov, Tzolei Al-Yerecho, and then he was, that's not the Pasuk, it's not an exact quote, I apologize, I don't remember exactly off the top of my head, but Yaakov was injured, and the sun came up, and then the Pasuk says, Vayavo Yaakov, Shalem Yerushachem, no, that's not the Pasuk either. All right, anyway, if you look at the Pesukim in a couple of Parshias, my mind's not working right now, you see that after the fight, the sun came up, and Chazal said, I think it's a Rashi over there that says that Yaakov was healed by the sun. Okay, anyway, the Tzadikim are healed in this manner, right? And people who are afraid of being Moshe Shem Shemayim Levatala. I will plead with the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and it's against Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish, the Amar ain Gehenem Lolam Haba. He says, there's no Gehenem in next world. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean the next world. It means, what's it called? It means, meaning between, meaning obviously Gehenna, right, exists for people who pass away, but it means after that, meaning that after Tchiyas HaMesim, right, that's already what the Ran writes, right, I'm trying to find it over here, and that's why I don't see it. But yeah, I mean, there's different skufas after, right, the Bias HaMashiach and Tchiyas HaMesim. Obviously, a person passes away, they spend Gehenna, some time in Gehenna, just to, you know, no one lives without sin. So everybody spends some time in Gehenna. Anyway, means after that, right? Ela Kosh Baruch Hu Motzichan Min Artika. What's going to happen instead? Rather, Hashem Kosh Baruch Hu is going to take the sun out of its shield or its plastic cover, whatever you want to call it. Tzadikim Mishrapim Bei Rishayim Nidodim Ba. The tzadikim will be healed and the Rishayim will be judged and punished. Shneimas Pasuk says this pasuk Rav Zarcha Lachem Yirei Shemi Shemesh. Etc. Right, so let's go to Merabe. Right, again, that's Kosh Baruch Hu is going to do that for the tzaddikim. Again, is that literal? Is it metaphorical? Right, maybe it means that the sun will just kind of shine on all the actions of people, and everybody will know. You know, everything will be clear for everybody to know. Okay, whether it's legit, literal, or metaphorical, right? That's two possibilities. Fellow Oda not only says Rish Lagish, Elishim is an adin ba, right? The tzaddikim will be so happy with it, they'll enjoy it. Shneimar Pasuk says, Vitzasem, who pitched them, Kegli Marbek, right? You'll enjoy like fat calves, cows, right? Baby cows. Varishan Nidon Ba, Shneimar Hine, Yom Ba, Boer Katanur, and the Rishon will be judged and punished. The Pasuk says, the day is coming, right? As burning like an oven. Okay, that's a shame. We're going to go right to the Hilgish tomorrow. Very exciting to start a new Mishnah. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.